This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and South Korea have signed 4 MOUs in the fields of sports, cultural and creative industries, small and medium enterprises, and for the establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee. Both sides also exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "In this era of global tension, India and Korea together convey a message of peace and stability." He said through the shared efforts, both India and Korea will continue to contribute towards a peaceful, progressive and inclusive Indo-Pacific. The Prime Minister said today both nations are laying the foundation for the success stories of the next decade.
Hum chip se lekar ships, talent se lekar technology, environment se lekar energy, har kshetra mein sahyog ke naye avsaron ko saakar karenge aur saath milkar दोनों देशों की प्रोग्रेस और प्रॉस्पेरिटी सुनिश्चित करेंगे.
President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung said, "In the era of uncertainty, India and Korea can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation." Secretary East and the Minister of External Affairs P. Kumaran briefed the media in New Delhi on key outcomes of the talks between Prime Minister Modi and the visiting President of South Korea. He said the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership and emphasized enhancing economic cooperation. Addressing the opening session of India-Korea Business Forum in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal described the visit of Mr. Myung as a defining step towards launching a new chapter in the relationship. He said bilateral trade between India and Korea currently stands at $27 billion and both countries took several important decisions to increase.
We have been tasked by our two leaders that we should double this by 2030. We have agreed to work on a mission mode to upgrade the comprehensive economic partnership, addressing several non-tariff barriers, making it easier to do business between the two countries and opening up the doors in both countries so that we can aim to grow towards a more balanced economic partnership.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 21 people were killed and 29 injured when a passenger bus rolled down a hill in Udhampur district today. The bus met with the accident on the hilly road while negotiating a blind curve near Kagorth village in Ramnagar area. The bus was carrying 50 passengers, mostly those heading to the daily jobs from Ramnagar to Udhampur. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PM's relief fund to the next of kin of each of those killed. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre, the Election Commission and the Control and Auditor General of India on a public interest litigation seeking a ban on the announcement of freebies by political parties ahead of elections. Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips across the country over the next 3 months to meet the expected surge in passenger demand. According to the Minister of Railways, a total of 908 summer special trains have been approved for the period between 15th of April to 15th of July. A powerful earthquake of 7.7 magnitude struck off the north Japanese coast of Sanriku this afternoon. Following the earthquake, a tsunami of about 2.6 feet was detected at the Kuji port in the Iwate prefecture, and a smaller tsunami of 1.3 feet was recorded at another port in the prefecture. Residents in the region have been advised to stay away from the coast and immediately take shelter on higher ground. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have won the toss and elected to field against Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.